You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What's upset you now?
Okay, like, so as you all know, right, I'm obsessed with politics. I'm a politics junkie. I'm obsessed with it, but I'm really pissed off with it at the moment because it is an absolute shit show and no one knows what the fuck's going on. What is going on in our country? Who's running our country? Does anybody know? I don't. Do you know what I mean? These people are meant to be the smartest, most intelligent people, right? They went to Oxford, Cambridge. They did politics, philosophy and economics. They're not bottom set gimps like us, right? They're meant to know what they're doing. No one knows what's going on. You've got Boris Johnson, right? He quit, right, because we kicked him out. He's come back. He's always going to come back. That's not the action of a politician. That's genital warts, mate. That's what that is. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of switched off from the whole thing. I think during the first lockdown, yeah. I went, I've just had enough. We've got one life. I've got my own shit, and I can't be bothered to follow the lies of these dickheads. Mm. I think, Paul, you're a bit more in tune than I am.
Well, you say I'd rather not be in tune. I find it all absolutely tedious and boring. And I will say at least once a week, I just don't want to hear about politics anymore.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah, Francis, you have the worst obsession you could. You are obsessed with the most boring thing you could be obsessed with. It's all that, you know, there's nothing new you can say.
It's like if all of a sudden we lived in a world where all they talked about on the news was fishing. I'm like, I just don't care. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we've all got mates that go, well, I say that, sorry. I have got a lot of mates that go fishing. They go on fishing trips. They will tell me about their fishing trips. I glaze over. I don't want to know. We caught an 8-pound carp. Is that good? Is that bad? I literally don't know. They're talking about the GDP. It's at one point, whatever. I don't know what that means. You might as well literally be talking another language. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. Tell me how many euros I'm going to get to the pound just before I'm about to go on holiday. And that is when I will go, oh, that's not as good as last time I went on holiday. Other than that, I don't know what you're talking about.
But doesn't it worry you, right? The fact
No.
I don't know what the question is, but the answer is no.
I think me and you have very... My worries have nothing to do with politicians. No. Why did you get into politics? What are you on about?
I know. Do you know what I mean? It's because, like, before I got into politics,
Did you not have a PlayStation or an Xbox? Like, when have you got into politics? Like,
or access to Pornhub?
Have you not got Pornhub, Netflix, iPlayer? Like, what the fuck were you thinking? Do you know there are more channels than BBC Parliament? Like, you're just watching people in suits say things that you can't possibly understand.
I mean, I'm a big match player. I'm all right. Like when Liz Truss is about to resign, I'll watch it. Those exciting moments. Mm. But it's just the rest of it. It's like,
do you want to know how out of touch I am? Right.
Well,
I've never heard Liz Truss speak. I don't know what her voice is, and I don't fucking care. Fuck off.
Nobody cares, Sean. That's the thing. She's only been in power for 44 days, so I don't think most of the country heard her speak, apart from her resignation speech.
You sound like someone that tries to stop people when they're walking out of an underground tube station.
Speaker's corner.
full speaker's corner.
Yeah, that's me, mate. That's me. You know why I got into politics? Because I thought I'm not pissing enough people off. What I really need to do is annoy every single person, wherever I can. So that's what I do from now on, mate.
Can I just say, on that note, it's just made me think of something. I came out of Tottenham Court Road tube once and there was a bloke stood outside with a bit of cardboard which just had Jesus written on it, and it looked like he was waiting for him as a driver.
You see, like, my mum's South American, mate, so in South America, that's not a big thing because there's loads of people called Jesus.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, Jesus, mate, so that's a standard thing. Like, here, you're a nutter. Over there, it's like you're just waiting for your cousin. Do you know what I mean?
So, the state of politics pisses you off.
Right, the state of politics. And what I'm not talking about is politics. I'm just talking about the calibre of our leaders. Do you know what I mean? Like, Boris Johnson basically looks like a fat scarecrow who's a product of what happens if you bang your sister for six generations. And he's meant to be our leader. He's meant to be the best of British.
But I don't think that's how it works. You can't. What are you saying that the Prime Minister is the best of Britain? He's the best at politics. He's not the best at. If this was, he's allowed to look like an overweight scarecrow. He's a politician. If he was at the front page of GQ.
Yeah, we're not about scarecrow shaving.
Don't like scarecrow shaving. And if he was on the front cover of GQ with his top off and it was like, and he was modelling some nice underwear or something, you'd be going, why is he, that is not, surely not the best model you could find for this. But he's a prime minister, it doesn't matter who his granddad got into bed with.
You've gone woke, Sean. That's your problem, mate. Do you know what I mean?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, mate. What else? There's so much that pisses me off. You know what pisses me off? Like, have you noticed cars have started bullying us? Have you noticed this? You get into a car. Yeah, cars have started bullying us. No one else points this out. And so have all of our equipment, the things that we use, the things that we're relying on, the things that make us... fucking Paul, stupid.
Paul's got a massive dildo.
Where did that come from?
What about the machines that are bullying us? To be fair,
I'll tell you what, I'd love to bully you with a massive dildo.
Boys, there's been a lot of rumours about you two. I think you should just get over it. You know what I mean? Just do the deed and see if you both enjoy it. Have a few drinks. And Sean, are you sober now?
We're both sober.
You're both sober. So have a few drinks, get it over with, see if you enjoy it. And then you can just blame it on the relapse. You know what I mean? But look, here's the thing. When you get into a car, cars bully you. They do. What happens? I don't like wearing a seatbelt, right? A lot of times because you're uncomfortable and I'm a rebel.
What? What do you mean you don't like wearing
What do you mean you don't? What are you talking about?
What sort of car have you got?
I can't drive, mate.
What? So you're getting bullied by cars and you don't even drive?
No, mate. And I used to sell Skodas as well for a living, but that's another story.
Right? Did you? What's the difference between a sheep and a Skoda?
Don't know, mate.
You're less embarrassed getting out the back of a sheep.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
You two are probably too young for Skoda jokes. How old are you, Francis?
I'm 40, mate.
Yeah, you probably just missed them. When I was at school, they were all the rage, Skoda jokes.
Skodas are apparently... I know this because I've just passed...
No, don't say it. Do not say it. Oh, well, apparently they're actually really good now. Is that what you were about to say?
Reliable, yeah.
Mate, if you get a Skoda, I'm sorry, it's over.
I'm not getting a fucking Skoda. I'm not getting a Skoda.
I'm not prepared to scarecrow shame, but I will Skoda shame. Actually, I'd love it if you got a Skoda. But there used to be these like bright orange. They only made them in orange.
I used to sell them, mate. They're a very reliable car. Yeah, I did. I used to sell them.
Oh, God, here we go.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, I used to sell them whilst not being able to drive. So I used to get into the car with people and they used to drive about and I'd say, yeah, this is great. Look at the way it handles, you know, 60 miles to the gallon. Don't know what that means. Right. And then they'd be like, oh, this is brilliant. And then I'd take them back. They'd sign the car. They pay for it. And then they'd drive out with the car and then see me waiting at the bus for a bus stop.
What sort of commission would you get on a Skoda? They used to sell them for about 15 quid.
Right. You used to get about, I think it was something like 4%, 3% every time you sold a car.
4%? Hang on, that's quite,
actually, that's
a
quite
lot.
Good, isn't it? Yeah, thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How
yeah,
many did you sell?
One, then I got fired.
You sold one.
Why did you get fired? Why did you get fired, Roadman?
Why did I get, because I was useless at it.
Oh, right, because you didn't sell enough.
Yeah, because I didn't know what I was talking about. How can you have a man who can't drive trying to sell a car? It doesn't make any sense.
Try and sell me a car now. Genuinely, I'm looking. I've passed my test and my theory, but I've not driven a car since. I don't have a car. I need a car. Hello. Okay. Hello, Francis. Hello. I'm looking to drive a car.
How do you know my name?
It says so on your badge, you twat.
Okay, right. Okay.
Not a great start, is it? doesn't instill a huge amount of confidence. Get out. You think I am Mystic Meg? It's written on your chest, you fucking idiot. I'm feeling it. I'm like a clairvoyant.
Okay.
I'm looking for a car.
What's your name?
My name?
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Sean. Hi.
Okay, lovely to meet you.
I'd have said mind your own business to that person.
I'm Sean, and this is my friend Paul, who's helped
me. Why am I here? I don't want to come with you to buy a car. You wouldn't come with me.
Well, why are you here then? Go fuck off.
All right.
You're here now. You might as well stay with me and help me get the car I want to get.
Okay, fine. All right, yeah. I'm the muscle. I just come to make sure that fucking he doesn't get ripped off.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the clothes he wears. I can't let that happen again. I can see how vulnerable he clearly is in a retail situation.
Excuse me, mate. Sorry, just ignore my friend. I really just want
no,
a car.
No, mate, you wanted me here.
I just want a car. Paul, shush, I just want a car.
Okay.
You sound like a couple. I'm just going to point that out to you.
Yeah, is that a problem, mate? You're just looking for a car.
So far, you've insulted our intelligence and you're basically being homophobic. I don't really like the cut of this guy's jib.
Yeah, we're not together, but if we were, in fact, when we were younger, we held hands to get into a gay club called Legends. And we don't have a problem with that. So could you just sell us a car, please?
All right, well, gay people might, because you're appropriating their culture. But anyway, we're going to be moving on, mate. Right, okay. So what do you want from a car, Sean?
I would like to... got a child on the way, so we're going to need some space. Also, it's automatic, and I'm very much interested in the sound system.
Okay, why do you want to... Right. What kind of music are you going to play on your sound system?
Oh, God, Blink, don't ask
Blink
that.
Blink 182.
Blink.
And what's so? What's that got to do with you? What's so? Why does it matter? What?
Are you 13 years old? What's the fuck's what? Why are you playing Blink anyway? Right. Okay. So Blink.
This guy's got a terrible attitude for someone that's trying to sell a car.
Just sell me a car.
Right. Okay. So this is why. Do you do a lot of driving, Sean?
Well, I'm about to. I don't do a lot of driving. I just passed my test. I'm here to buy a car. How would I do a lot of driving? If I did a lot of driving, why the fuck would I be here?
All I'm saying, Sean, is, so are you planning to do a lot of driving?
Yes! Why the fuck do you think I'm here? I want to buy a car! No, I just want to buy a car and see what it looks like outside my fucking house! Yes, I want a car so that I can drive it! Are you all right, mate? Is this your first day?
I can't be around this negative energy.
Neither can I.
This is stressing me out.
I just wanted a car, mate.
Right, you need a Skoda, Fabe.
Why?
Right, because this is what it is. It handles beautifully. It looks good, right? So if your marriage or your relationship breaks down, there's always the option for you to move on, right? Comes in a range of colours. It's economical, and you're gonna have a good time in it, mate.
Paul, should you order an Uber?
Why is it I can't sit in a car without a seatbelt without it continuously beeping at me, bullying me to wear it?
Just so annoying. I recently went to a centre parks, and like the shop was a bit of a drive away from the cabin we were in. But you don't, like, I mean, it's 10 miles an hour speed limit.
Mm.
And I go, like, I don't need a seatbelt for this journey. I mean, rightly or wrongly. And then it's just like, and it, my one gets louder.
Yeah.
It starts off like beep, 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 and it goes beep, 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 beep. So I ended up having to put the seatbelt on at the end of this really short drive to the shop because the noise was unbearable. I mean, I usually do wear a seatbelt, I should say.
Right, yeah, cool, because, you know, it's important to wear a seatbelt, fans of the pod, keep yourself safe, keep your family safe. But if you, for whatever reason, if you have to take it off, why is it your car bullies you until you put it back on again?
What infuriates me is I once did a taxi journey with a taxi driver who didn't put the seatbelt on and let that alarm go off and didn't have a problem with it. And I had to do the whole journey with his alarm.
Why didn't you say something? Why is it you have a go at me when I'm trying to sell you a fucking car, but that guy who's inflicting literal torture on you, you say nothing?
That wasn't real, Francis. harboring resentment from a little bit of improv. Hold on a second, mate. Let's not forget, when I was working in that dentist, sorry, that was, are you talking about drama school?
But I was, that's out of order. Paul,
hold on a second.
That's out of order, mate. When I was horny in that butcher's, you.
Hold on a second. When I had that apparition, are you talking about Macbeth?
I take my art very fucking seriously. I've committed to the role.
He's got method. He's like De Niro.
Yeah, mate. I'm
just
the Marlon
carries
Brando
on living in character. Carries on living in character 6 years after the film.
Exactly, oh mate.
That was the brilliant Francis Foster. Thank you so much for Francis for doing that. Brilliant. Really enjoyed that chat. Francis is on tour, so you can go and see him live in a town near you. And they also do a podcast called Trigonometry, which you can find details of and all of Francis's stuff on francisfoster.co.uk. Also, if you want to hear more of our podcast, we have a Patreon, and you can subscribe to get feature length episodes of that each and every Monday morning at patreon.com/WUYN.